all our distinguished guests, CEOs, advocates, activists. Thank you for joining us.
Ah, yes, that's the President of the United States. You're familiar with him. His brain, you may be aware, she's a no good. She's a not one of the good ones. Buenos dias, comrade workers. Joe Biden has officially changed the national anthem of the United States of America by executive order and has adopted the Russian language version of the Soviet national anthem, no longer in use in the Soviet Union. So it's available. And with the FBI and the Department of Justice and the CIA being what they are, ask Peter Navarro, ask Roger Stone, now ask the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, what our FBI is up to. We've got a, they're trying to transgenderize the military, I think, right? Thoroughly Modern Millie still trying to get in touch with his white rage. Our food prices are through the roof. Our gasoline prices are through the roof. But there it is. That's Buenos Dias, comrade workers, is the new slogan of the Democratic Party. Eggs. You like eggs? I had one egg this morning. It was a boiled egg. My best girl likes to do a couple of hard-boiled eggs in the morning. So we had those and orange juice this morning. Happy Wednesday to you, and welcome. We remain, for the time being, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. That's right, the FBI got Mike Lindell at the Hardee's drive-thru yesterday. They stole his cell phone. They had guns. He had to give it up because they're stealing stuff. They're in the way of it's a big investigation. You know, I don't know if you remember, there was a dust-up on January 6th last year. It was just weeks later, about 3 months later, that a Democrat suicide attacker showed up at the Capitol and murdered a U.S. Capitol police officer, severely wounded another. The FBI, where's the FBI on the White House riots that went on for days? Did they arrest and jail the man or woman that torched or in between their Democrats? St. John's Church, the Church of the Presidents? How about that gang of miscreants that showed up with duffel bags full of equipment, tried to tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson in the Lafayette Square across from the White House? How many years did they get? I'm just curious. Amazing. We've got, speaking of amazing, it is the Soviet Union. We're the updated version of the Soviet Union. We're like the Soviet Union that used to have a great economy. The Soviet Union never had a great economy. At least we did once. But Joe Biden is here to take care of all that. Just extraordinary stuff. Joe Biden had a celebration at the White House yesterday, and there was a great deal of applause and excitement while the stock market was tumbling down a hill. Dow Jones Industrials dropped 1,276 points. The NASDAQ dropped by 5%. The S&P dropped by 4%. The inflation rate was announced yesterday at 8.3%, just off of Joe Biden's all-time high, but still at a 40-year high in the United States of America. Just amazing stuff. And they were celebrating it at the White House. Gas prices still more than twice what they were on Election Day, thanks to Joe Biden and his energy policies. The groceries are up 13.5% just in the last 12 months. Not even in Joe Biden's entire administration, which is not yet 2 years. And boy, the disasters that he's created. And, you know, what was it that Barack Obama said about that? I can't offer the whole quote because of FCC regulations, but never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to beep everything up. That's Barack Obama Barack Obama himself said about his own guy. Isn't that amazing? And in the meantime, gasoline just compared to 1 year ago. Gasoline up 25.6%, but it's more than 100% higher than it was on Election Day. Electricity, just in 1 year, up 15.8%. Remember when Barack Obama told us, it wasn't a warning, it was a promise, that under his plan of cap and trade, electricity costs would necessarily skyrocket. Those were his exact words, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
So I was close. And electricity up year over year, 15.8%. Utilities up 17.2%. Fuel oil up in 1 year, 68.8%. That's nearly 70% in 1 year. I believe Joe Biden has added $3 trillion to the national debt thus far in 1 year. You ever see grocery store shelves like this? Again, eggs are up 40% in 1 year, Joe Biden. Eggs. I eat eggs all the time. I like chicken eggs, unfertilized chicken embryos, and shredded swine flesh. I love what I'm saying. A couple of my favorite breakfast foods. Unfertilized chicken embryos and shredded swine flesh. Yeah, yeah, bacon and eggs. Eggs up 39.8%. I've rounded it to 40%. Coffee, I don't drink coffee, so you know it doesn't matter to me. 17.6%. Milk is up 17%. Fruit and vegetables, almost 10%. Fish up 8.7%. Meat up 6.7%. That's just in 1 year. That's not even in the whole Biden presidency so far of more than a year and a half, less than 2 years. Just amazing. Violent crime is skyrocketing across the country. Drug overdoses, record high, lethal drug overdoses, more than 107, some reports 108,000 American fatal drug overdoses in 1 year. And that's not even in the news, right? And Joe Biden was at the White House yesterday celebrating this, and the Democrats are celebrating along with him. That means the news media is celebrating along with him. Also, Joe Biden is so dumb. How dumb is he? Joe Biden is so dumb that he forgot to vote in Delaware for the primary where he pretends he still lives. He hasn't. You know, he's got some million-dollar houses there because, you know, he makes $187,000 a year most of his life, and he's got multi-million-dollar houses all over the place. But pay no attention to that. The news media certainly doesn't. But Joe Biden yesterday decided to take a $200,000 trip at our expense to Delaware so that he could vote on primary day, and he got a Yo Vote sticker for his suit because, you know, we're phasing out English as a language in the United States of America. But he had to get on. And I'm not sure, he took Air Force One because any plane he's on is Air Force One. I'm not sure if he took the 747 or took one of the 757s to Delaware yesterday so he could vote, right? And as I understand it, this is Katie Pavlich tweeted about it, Biden forgot to vote absentee. So after he held a party at the White House to celebrate inflation and in the wake of American 401k plans and other retirement investments getting wiped out today, he decided to make a quick emission-filled $177,000 trip to Delaware and back tonight, right? And then he was asked about inflation. Do you have that soundbite where he was asked about inflation? I don't think you do. He was asked about inflation. And he said, no, inflation, no, it's real good. He said, 0.1%, 0.1%. Meaning it is down 0.1% versus last month. Not 1%, but 0.1%. And he thinks that's something to brag about, right? Now, again, in 2020, inflation is now 8.3%. That's yesterday's number. In 2020, the inflation rate was 1.2%. In January of 2021, the month that Joe Biden was inaugurated, inflation was 1.4%. Now it's 8.3%, and they had a party. The Soviets are laughing at us. They're laughing in our face. Gasoline prices more than doubled. Groceries up 13.5%. You still can't find baby formula. The news media just stopped talking about it. Nice woman on Fox News this morning with twins in California. She doesn't have enough baby formula for both of her twins, she said. Pretty remarkable stuff. And the Democrats are all applauding this. Well, Pelosi said that Biden made us stronger, fairer, and safer. Wow. I guess she doesn't follow the news. Dow Jones Industrials down 1,276 point. NASDAQ down 5%. S&P down 4%. And they had a party at the White House. Then he got on an airliner and flew to Delaware because he forgot to vote. By the way, he could have voted any time the last 2 weeks. He could have gotten absentee ballot. He could have put it in a drop box in the middle of the night wearing blue surgical gloves. This is an amazing time. All right, now, with so much to get to, let's go to Joe Biden. Joe Biden headed to Detroit today to highlight what they call investment in electric vehicles. Again, if electric vehicles were so great, they wouldn't have to mandate them. If electric vehicles were so great, they wouldn't have to subsidize them. But I want to share with you, again, just because Joe Biden's going to Detroit today to pump up electric cars, which are mandated and subsidized because they're so great. Just amazing. And the Washington Post loves it. Biden headed to Detroit to highlight investment. That means spending tax dollars in electric vehicles. If they were so great, the government wouldn't have to intervene. And in Detroit last year, General Motors held an event with a woman from General Motors. What's her name? Kristen Zimmerman. And Kristen Zimmerman was staging this event for a GM electric car. And one reporter there decided to ask her a question because the electric car was plugged into an electric outlet in the building with the charging unit, right? And so only one reporter was there asked a question.
So what's charging the batteries right now? What's the source of electricity?
Well, here, it's coming from the building.
I mean, is it, what's our mix of power?
Oh, actually, Lansing feeds the building.
What's that?
Lansing feeds power to the building.
It was in Lansing.
So I don't know.
Lansing, Michigan.
I bet you they're a bit of coal. Oh, they're heavy on natural gas, aren't they?
She just said coal out loud and caught herself, which is more than most Democrats do. And then the reporter went over to the head of power for the city of Lansing and said, hey, we're charging this electric car. Where does the electricity come from?
Right now the car is charging off of your grid.
Right. It would be charging off our grid, which is about 95% coal.
About 95% coal. So it's actually a coal-powered car. And it's like a steam engine locomotive. It's a coal-powered car. Well, I'm a steamroller, baby. Going to roll right over you. It is a coal-powered car, and Joe Biden is going there to promote it because we're spending tax dollars on it. And the Washington Post, they think it's just great. It's, because they have Teslas and things. Today, Joe Biden is headed to Detroit for a tour, the North America International Auto Show, to tout his administration's investment, spending tax dollars, in electric vehicles, including funding to build a network of chargers across the country that will then be hooked up to coal-burning plants. You know, and they're against nuclear, which burns clean and cheap, and they're against hydroelectric, which burns clean and cheap, but, you know, the fish. So maybe there'll be windmill-powered cars later on. You know, people love buying generic. We buy generic stuff all the time. We buy generic brand foods, generic cosmetics. Women love genetic cosmetics because they're less expensive. Even generic prescription drugs. And why not? You know, you get great products minus the fancy packaging and you save yourself a whole ton of money. Well, did you know you can now buy generic CBD? That's right. Check out my friends at genericcbd.com. They sell premium CBD products for a lot less money, a ton less. You can save 50%, up to 75% on your next CBD purchase. And while you're there, check out their number one best-selling Gen Pop Cream. It's their muscle, joint, and skin formula. This penetrating cream melts into your muscles and joints, including your knees, your elbows, even your lower back. You won't believe how fast it goes to work. See what this amazing cream can do for you. Go to genericcbd.com. That's GENERICCBD.com. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Yeah, it's the, and the news media is going to say, yay, electric cars, they're clean. But you know that they're actually charged by coal.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Isn't it absurd that Joe Biden is going to Detroit today to pitch electric vehicles when yesterday he flew himself on a U.S. Air Force airliner to Delaware to vote when he could have just voted absentee? And it's something of a gas guzzler, 747 or 757. No sense of irony. And the media won't note that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Phil calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Mr. Plant, thank you for what all y'all do at WMAL. I just want to say that yesterday was the most insane and bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life in politics, when the President of the United States is touting his successes and the American economy is diving like the Titanic to the bottom of the sea. I mean, it's the most craziest thing I ever saw in my life. When Donald Trump was president, he worked his butt off for 4 years to make our American economy steamroll, and he did a great job. But when Joe Biden came into office, I wondered to myself, I said, how long is it going to take the Democrats to destroy this economy? And yesterday, we've got a full-grade answer of how much of an idiot this guy is and how much these people hate America and how much damage they've done. When the President of the United States is talking about how successful I am, how I passed the Inflation Explosion Act, which actually helped precipitate yesterday, because all the economic people said, don't do this, this makes no sense, and they went ahead and did it anyway, and now they're going to give another $1 trillion away to people who sit at home and defrauded the American taxpayer about their student loans. They're going to give $1 trillion to college people, and they're going to take it from me, a retiree, and from all the hourly working people, and take our money away and give it to them. I'm begging you people to get to the polls and vote these Democrats. And Democrats, vote these Democrats out of office. You got to vote Republican. Don't waste your time on independent votes. Vote Republican and get these people out of office. They've got to get out.
That very well said, very succinctly put. I have an idea associated with that, too.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
All right, I want to share with you now the reporting of John Solomon from Just the News. The so-called New York Times has a story today. John Durham investigation. Durham inquiry appears to wind down as grand jury expires. The dateline is Washington, when John Durham was assigned by the Justice Department in 2019 to examine the origins of the investigation into the 2016 Trump campaign's ties to Russia. It's the New York Times. And I think that, remember the Mueller investigation? There were no ties to Russia. That was but they just keep saying, well, that's what he was supposed to look at. Actually, he was supposed to look at the government's role in all that. President Donald Trump and his supporters expressed a belief that the inquiry would prove that a deep state conspiracy, including top Obama-era officials, had worked to sabotage him. That evidence is already out there in the public domain. Now Durham appears to be winding down his three-year inquiry without anything close to the results Trump was seeking. The grand jury that Durham has recently used to hear evidence has expired. And while he could convene another, there are no current plans to do so. Three people familiar with the matter said. Are they anonymous? I'm guessing that they're three anonymous people. Manny Moe and Jack, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Durham and his team are working to complete the final report by the end of the year, they said. And one of the lead prosecutors on his team is leaving for a job with a prominent law firm. So this is the New York Times is hoping that this is, see, nothing to see here. Now, they've forgotten about the Mueller special counsel investigation, which found no Russian collusion. And it turns out, you see, that the FBI is really crooked. And J. Edgar Comey, who was sabotaging President Trump from the time that he was president-elect, crooked FBI director J. Edgar Comey. Then they got the sneering, smug face Christopher Wray, FBI director now. Well, let me get to today's news. Now, that's going to be in tomorrow's New York Times. And they're very hopeful. They're very hopeful. They have three people anonymously telling them that the grand jury has expired. I assume that it doesn't mean that they died. But let me go to Just the News. That's the website, Just the News, started by John Solomon, who is a Washington-based news reporter, and he's a real news reporter, a real journalist who actually wants to get to the bottom of things and hold the feet of government officials to the fire. Hold them accountable, unlike almost the entire news media. Yeah, that Democrat in Nevada murdered and gutted like a fish, a 69-year-old news reporter on his front doorstep. And the news media can't find the story with a miner's helmet and a divining rod. So the headline from the John Solomon story, New Durham Bombshell, FBI paid Russian accused of lying as confidential informant against Trump. And actually, it's worse than that, but you can't get it all in the headline. Now, John Solomon was on the Sean Hannity program on the Fox News Channel last night, where he explained his story, and I want to share some of that with you. John Solomon, and I know John Solomon. I've dined with John Solomon, and he is an honest and sincere and a serious man to be given respect. Now, here's John Solomon and Hannity last night talking about the Steele dossier. Remember, British former intelligence operative Christopher Steele. And then we learned that his primary source for the so-called dossier, which was just corrupt political opposition research filled with lies and falsehoods, we already know that, his primary source was a Russian intelligence operative by the name of Igor Danchenko, who was colluding with the Democrats to undermine President Trump. So if you're looking for, and also it turns out this Russian intelligence operative was working in concert with the FBI under J. Edgar Comey, who put the Russian spy on the FBI taxpayer payroll for 3 years to help them, it kind of looks like, take down President Trump. Here's John Solomon last night talking about the Steele dossier and how this tangled web, and who is Azra Turk? When the New York Times can tell me the true identity of a woman that pawned herself off as Azra Turk, then the New York Times will be committing journalism. Until then, I don't think so. John Solomon of Just the News.
The primary source for the Christopher Steele dossier, which was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign, is a person that the FBI believes starting in 2008 was tied to Russian intelligence. Why did they believe that? Because they had evidence he was soliciting Obama administration appointees, saying he would pay them if they would leak him classified information. He was working with the Russian intelligence agencies. He leaves the country. He comes back. They find out that he's the primary source for Christopher Steele. The FBI fires Christopher Steele because he was leaking to the media. They then hire this guy to be a confidential human source.
The FBI hired Igor Danchenko as a confidential source. He had been working with Christopher Steele as his alleged primary source. But the thing is, between 2009, when Barack Obama was inaugurated, and 2012, the FBI says Igor Danchenko was working as an agent for Vladimir Putin's Russian intelligence, trying to cultivate agents inside of the Obama administration to give them money for classified information. That makes him a Russian spy. So the Russian spy, Igor Danchenko, was hired, put on the payroll by the FBI to work with the FBI because they felt they could no longer work with Christopher Steele, the Russian spy who was an anti-Trump activist working for the Clinton campaign through their buffer, like the Corleone family, the crooked Washington law firm Perkins Coie, and the crooked lawyer there. Now, let's get back to John Solomon. But that, just that alone, is an absolute nuclear bombshell that the rest of the news media will cover up actively, not pursuing the story. If Igor Danchenko was on the FBI payroll, because, and why did they hire him? Because they had to stop using Christopher Steele. Why did they have to stop using Christopher Steele, who is an agent of the Clinton campaign? Because he was leaking stuff designed to hurt President Trump and the Republicans to the news media selectively. You know, when they say they have, an anonymous source with knowledge of the subject, it's like a Christopher Steele type who has an agenda, of course, right? And so they stopped using him because their rules say that they can't use him because he's a risk, because he leaks stuff to the news media. So they had to stop, wink, wink, using him. Whether they really did stop using him or not is another question. So they hired a guy that they knew to be a Russian intelligence operative, cultivating sources in the Obama White House, offering cash for classified information. They said, hey, this guy, we like the cut of his jib. Let's put him on the payroll. And boy, oh boy. So then it gets better. John Solomon.
They hire him after they detect in their first interview with him in many years in January 17 that he lied to them, that he denied being tied to Russian intelligence. They had to say, listen, buddy, we know you're tied to Russian intelligence. He corrects himself then.
He corrects himself. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you caught me. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm a Russian intelligence an agent, an operative of Vladimir Putin's Russian intelligence, which is in Russia. So now the FBI is actually colluding with Russia, right? And, hey, we know you're with Russian intelligence. Wink, wink. That's why we like you. A little rub-a-dub tub. That's now let's hop in the hot tub and see what happens next. Just amazing. But really, surely this was just for a couple of days or something.
They then go and put this man on the payroll for 3 years trying to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. It's an extraordinary thing. And now we know that while he was doing all that work for the FBI, getting paid by American tax dollars, he was lying to the FBI. Not once, not twice, five times in the indictment. And John Durham says he's going to reveal many more lies that Igor Danchenko told the FBI during this time. The FBI's case for Russia collusion couldn't be any more embarrassing than what we now know.
If you're looking for Russian collusion, it looks like there is more collusion between the FBI and the Department of Justice with Russian intelligence than there ever was with anyone involved with the Donald Trump campaign or the Donald Trump White House. But watch our news media not follow up. The Justice Department, of course, got and they lied to the FISA courts, got four FISA warrants. Four FISA warrants. At least two of those FISA warrants were deemed later to be illegal. And I would suggest that all four of them were, because they were using Hillary Clinton's opposition research, the so-called dossier, as evidence before the FISA court that they needed the warrants to spy on Trump associates, Carter Page in particular, a Naval Academy grad, an American patriot. But apparently at the FBI, finding an American patriot is a heavy lift. Quite remarkable. John Solomon.
That's why the Justice Department withdrew two of those FISA warrants. There is no basis for them to stand under the law. And now we know most of the confidential informant information the FBI was getting about Donald Trump was completely manufactured, including that famous P tape. You know, the whole story about the Moscow hotel. John Durham reveals in tonight's filing, he's going to reveal that the Moscow and hotel employees who were allegedly quoted in the Steele dossier, they said they never told anyone. They didn't know anything about Donald Trump, terrible things that went on there. It's not true. Every part of the Steele dossier and Igor Danchenko's lies are going to get exposed at next month's trial.
At next month's trial. It's always next month in Washington, isn't it? It's Igor Danchenko, source for fraudulent Steele dossier, was paid FBI informant. Isn't that amazing? That's just remarkable, isn't it? Extraordinary. The Federal Bureau of Investigation paid Igor Danchenko, the source of the most salacious claims in the fraudulent Steele dossier, as a confidential human source, right? A CI, confidential informant. During the years President Donald Trump was under investigation, in a filing unsealed Tuesday by special counsel John Durham in his prosecution of Igor Danchenko, Russian intelligence operative, for lying to the FBI. See, they put him on the payroll and he lied to them. Now they're prosecuting him. If the FBI shows up at your door, don't open it. Don't open it. Boy, oh boy, the FBI notes that he was the source for former British spy Christopher Steele in his compilation of the dossier, including the claim that there was a so-called P-tape of Trump cavorting with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel. They were projecting, I think, Hunter Biden onto Donald Trump. And asking him to urinate on a bed which President Barack Obama had slept in makes a lot of sense. He's a germaphobe. That never made any sense on any level to anyone who isn't, you know, like a BDSM lunatic, like, you know, like that guy in the Biden administration at the Department of Health and Human Services.
What
Putin said about the P tape and the prostitutes and stuff. Yeah, Vladimir Putin thought that it was... you know, kind of amusing, but he wanted to promote the local prostitutes.
He has socialized with the most beautiful women in the world. I find it difficult to believe that he ran to a hotel to meet with our girls of reduced social responsibility. Although here also we have the best ones in the world.
See, he's a patriot, you know. He's promoting Russian prostitutes. Women of what, low moral? Low social responsibility. Mm-mm-mm. Durham claims that Danchenko was listed as a confidential human source by the FBI during Operation Crossfire Hurricane. Remember that the FBI called their anti-Trump intelligence global, international, along with the CIA, presumably, given the snare they set up in England for George Papadopoulos with Azra Turk, the prostitute that was working for the CIA or the FBI, trying to ensnare American George Papadopoulos, right? This is extraordinary stuff. And Danchenko, they knew to be a Russian spy working for Putin, right? Danchenko had once worked as a Russia analyst for the left-leaning Brookings Institution. That's a Washington think tank, together with Fiona Hill, the national security expert who was later called as a witness against Trump in the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment inquiry. Oh, what a tangled web they have woven. Just extraordinary. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is our FBI in the United States of America. And that's why We opened with the Soviet national anthem in the last hour. And Buenos Dias, comrade workers. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses proven Oxy technology, which quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold spores in the air, and a whole lot more. People all over this great nation of ours are raving about how well the Eden Pure Thunderstorm freshens the air in their homes and offices. Musty, mildewy smells vanish just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. They've sold more than 265,000 Eden Pure Thunderstorms. Works like a champ. One working in my living room at home right now. Any odor is going to disappear when you use the thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke. Your mother-in-law's cooking. No match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And no filters to buy and replace again and again. More money, scheduling, blah, blah, none of that. Right now, you can save $200 American on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection, and you get 3 units for under $200. Some of these air purifiers cost $600 each. You can put one in your basement, your bedroom, any place you like clean, fresh air. And this special offer, you're getting 3 units for under $200. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. You put in the discount code CHRIS3, and you save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3, and shipping is free. Here it is. Yeah, so, you know, and again, keep in mind that Obama's CIA director voted for the Communist Party candidate for the presidency of the United States, Gus Hull. Nothing to see here.
Look, he's a spy and I'm a spy. He worked for me. I want him to find out something, but he don't find out what I want to find out. Now, how am I going to find out what I want to find out if he don't find out what I got to find out?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
The Washington Times has the story, and the Washington Post doesn't. Foreigners broke through the U.S. federal government firewalls for COVID aid, and the business fund had $1.3 billion stolen from it, COVID aid, by foreigners who cracked the federal government's code, $1.3 billion. Let's go to, we don't have a whole lot of time, but let's go to Dan calling from Calvert County, Maryland. Daniel, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Daniel. Dan's been hanging in there. Dan in Calvert County, Maryland. Dan's not there. All right. The next hour has well over 1 hour's worth of content, doesn't it? And I'm going to get back to John Solomon because John Solomon also has done reporting on January 6th. January 6th, you always have to say it twice. And what Pelosi and the Democrats and what the police knew before January 6th and what they did or did not do in response to the so-called intelligence about what might happen on January 6th. It turns out it's another epic failure by our government, which seem to be the norm these days. These failures are piling up like nobody's business. Hey, $1.3 billion COVID relief. Foreigners broke the firewalls. You're welcome.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.